Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. And are you at least 18 years old and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely. Definitely, okay? And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other political party?
I'm registered as a Republican.
And what is your main racial background? White, Anglo, Hispanic, African American, or Black, Asian, or Asian American?
White.
Thank you. And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages, 18 to 34, 5, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
56 to 65.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction or up day off on the current track?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction or ground track?
In the right direction.
And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important: affordable housing, corruption in city government, growth and overdevelopment, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, or the last three, crime and neighborhood safety, traffic and congestion, or property insurance costs.
Okay, I'm sorry, you want me to, what are you asking me to say?
The most important issue from the list. I can't repeat the list if you want.
The most important is the climate change.
Okay, thank you. And you will not be given a list. You can only pick one. This is the, I know all important, but the most important, climate change, correct? Flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency.
Okay. Yeah.
And you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate it as well. The first one is Joe Carollo. Do you recognize the name?
Yes.
Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Joe Carollo?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Francis Suarez?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Christine King?
Somewhat favorable.
Kamala Harris?
Somewhat favorable.
Daniela Levine Caba?
Favorable.
Just somewhat, correct? Or very favorable?
Or no, very favorable.
Very favorable, okay. And Manolo Reyes?
I don't know him.
Never heard of? Okay. Donald Trump?
I'm sorry?
Donald Trump. How will you rate Donald Trump?
Oh, very, very unfavorable.
And the last three, Miguel Gabela. Do you recognize the name?
No.
And Damian Pardo?
Damian Pardo, very favorable.
The last one, Eileen Higgins.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And now we're almost done with the subject. We're 45%. Thank you so much for your time. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Kamala Harris.
Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
I'm definitely voting for her.
Okay. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called Charter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner. And the ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum 1 year of immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for city commissioner and require continuous residency in the city of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I would vote yes.
And definitely or probably yes?
Definitely yes.
And the second referendum is called Partial Conveyance for Revised Development at 1111 Parrot Jungle Trail on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall Miami's charter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres of Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million to Eco Resiliency Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving bidding and requiring returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to city, canceling existing temp park and hotel lease, and contributing $15 million for affordable housing, infrastructure, and other public benefits. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against
no.
this referendum?
No.
And definitely no or probably no?
Probably no.
And the last one, the third referendum is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall city charter be amended to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Causeway, sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenants for fair market value of not less than $25 million, reduce overall development, extend term 24 years, waive bidding and authorize at no cost to city, $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units become condominiums, mixed use to include office, and expand public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
No.
Definitely no or probably no?
Probably no.
And the remainder of this survey will focus on this third referendum on Watson Island that you were just asked about. You will now be given some of the specific component of this proposal, and please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. The first one is reducing the overall amount of development. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Allowing office space to be included? Approve or disapprove?
Yeah. I approve. When you say, I'm sorry, I actually don't understand the question. Are you saying to approve?
Allowing office space to be included. That's the specific component of the last proposal.
Oh, disapprove.
Okay, strongly disapprove or just somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
The next one, all at no cost to the city or taxpayers. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove. That is a specific component of this proposal.
I just disapprove of the whole proposal.
Okay, but the next one is a $9 million contribution to affordable housing. Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove, or approve?
I approve, strongly approve.
Somewhat, strongly, okay. And the last three, selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant at appraised fair market value. Approve or disapprove that?
Disapprove.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
The last two, expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
I strongly approve that.
The last one, allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums.
Disapprove. Somewhat
strongly?
Disapprove.
Or some, okay?
Yeah.
Now we're at 75%. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. You will now be giving a more detailed description of this proposal. This proposal will update an already voted approved mixed-use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade and will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms than voters had previously approved. The proposal will allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. The update proposal will result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preferences for city residents, $9 million of new funding for affordable housing, and an expansion of the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, they will vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum.
I'm against it.
Definitely no or probably no?
Probably no.
And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard?
Wait, I'm sorry. What
is the one
like...
thing you like most about what you just heard?
About what I just heard, I think we're over. The shutting down of development.
Okay. Anything else? Maybe that the project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used, or maybe that the proposal that will allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants, or the two hotels, shops and restaurant and marina.
Yeah, I don't like any of that.
Okay. So what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard? Just one thing.
I really can't say. I just think the whole thing is irresponsible. So it's kind of like saying, yes, I prefer eating constipated shit to diarrhea, but I still don't like it.
Okay. No problem. Just let me document your answer. And now we're almost done. You will now be giving some statements against this proposal on Watson Island. And please indicate where the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. Just four. And now, this proposal will increase traffic between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local residents and commuters. That was very convincing to vote no, somewhat convincing, or not at all.
I think that's somewhat convincing.
The next three, this proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buoy influence and corrupting City Hall with pet projects that line their own pockets. That was very convincing, some other not
very, very convincing. Very convincing.
Yeah. The last two, this proposal is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo project for the wealthy that average Miami residents will not be able to afford.
Very convincing.
The last one, there has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to limit development and protect precious waterfront land, not build any more hotels and shops that the average Miami resident cannot afford.
Very convincing.
And lastly, this is basically the last part. You will now be giving some statements in favor of this proposal on Watson Island, and just please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor. The first one, this proposal will create hundreds of well-paying jobs in construction and engineering in addition to 1,000 more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry, paying a living wage. City of Miami residents will be given preferences in hiring for these new jobs. That was very convincing, somewhat or not at all.
Somewhat convincing.
Adding new retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to the waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents and families. That was
not
very
at all.
Convincing. So, not at all. Okay. The next one, this proposal would result in over $1 billion in additional tax revenue to the City of Miami, which can be used toward important priorities like public safety, affordable housing, and preventing flooding.
Somewhat convincing.
The last three, this proposal would result in less overall development than voters have previously approved. This proposal would reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial and retail space to be built.
Not at all convincing.
Not at all. And the last two, these proposals will expand the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to provide more public access along Biscayne Bay for Miami residents to enjoy.
Not at all convincing.
And the last one, this proposal is completely funded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent on the project.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat. And not taking into account everything you just heard, let me ask you again. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I would vote no.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. And a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential election?
Biden.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
Conservative.
Very conservative or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, college graduate, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
Thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye.